raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO, Medford Tuts, Massachusetts Educational Radio.
Beautiful.
Ooh, man, I feel like a bit of a dried fruit, you know?
I know the feeling. Yeah. I know the feeling. And on that, that wraps things up. Thank you so much for coming in, Super Pink.
Thank you for having me, Max.
It's been a pleasure. All right, and now it's time for On the Town with Mikey D.
At 91.5 FM, it would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us. And all the competing Kasich. Hey. We discovered Tracy Chapman before she made big bucks. We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like "aw shucks." We would be really awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools.
Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go
see. One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth, on the
case. We're glad to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so.
No one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
And 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Mellow Max, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And if you were tuned in last hour, I just had a fantastic interview with Super Pink, and it was so fantastic. I forgot to ask if there were any upcoming Super Pink gigs, and there are. There's one coming up on October 4th at Arts at the Armory, and there's another one coming up on October 10th at Mariposa Bakery, or maybe those are switched around. You can find out at their Instagram on Instagram, which is Super Pink Sucks. And coming up next, whole bunch of local music. We're going to be kicking things off tonight with Dinos.
Yeah.
All right. Those first two songs were Dinos with Maso Man, I don't know, off of their new album, The Nightlife Exotic. It's not too new, but it's still pretty new. That came out in July. And after that, Swirlies with a song that's certainly not new. That song was Two Girls Kissing, and it was released in 1996. Coming up next, another new one. It is War Machine. This is off of an album that came out August 23rd called Browser's Castle.
You guys.
All right, that was just... I didn't even put it in the computer yet. That last song was a pretty short one. That's called I Hate Shoegaze by Jim Rat. And coming up next, we're going to listen to one of the CDs that Joel handed me on my way in. Here is Falsely Accused.
answer anything I've been through. Lost within my mind, it doesn't feel new. Somehow the whole time I didn't think of you.
That was just Citrus by Senior Year, and that one came out in August, actually on my birthday. Isn't that neat? And before that, Otis Shanty with Outrage. That's also a pretty new song. That one came out September 13th, 5 days ago. Isn't that crazy? What is that? On Friday? And then before that was falsely accused with a drink before the war. And that one's also new. That one came out on the today. Cool. Brand new, guys. You heard it here first. And coming up next, also very new, this is off of Divine Sweater's new album called A Time for Everything. And this one, what do you know, also came out last Friday. I think I've got two or three more songs that came out last Friday, too. It's been a... Boston just keeps being busy. Got a whole bunch of great music coming up. All local music for all of you listening. My name's Mellow Max. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D here at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And if you stick around for another 55 minutes, you will have the great pleasure of hearing Ohm Foam performing live right here in Studio D. So stick around. It's going to be a good time. I know I am very excited about it myself. And without further ado, let's listen to the new track from Divine Sweater, who, if you're on the Instagrams, you should go follow them. They are very funny. They have a great social media presence. I'm a big fan. I don't know exactly what their username is, but if you look up Divine Sweater on Instagram, they should come up. They are very, very funny. Big fan.
Good.
That was just, hey, I'm outside with Massachusetts. And you'd never guess where they're from. Yeah, that's right, they're local. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to fact check myself. But I'm pretty sure that came out today. I know that their album release party is occurring presently. No, it didn't come out today. It came out at the end of August, August 23rd. But that's not that long ago either. I'm pretty sure that, but their album release, they're having some kind of, if I weren't here, I think I'd be going to see them live wherever they are playing. And before that, Divine Sweater's new track, the title track, A Time for Everything, off their new album. And coming up next, Bella Noche.
Fell in love with a boy named Alex, but he already had the sun. Might have worked in another world, but in this one, he's done. Searching and looking for someone to hold, 'cause nothing ever feels the same. And I don't get it, but I won't hold him. I'm not one to shame. And he said, please. Could never be that close. Kicking and fighting and causing trouble, that was you and me. We crossed the freeway and I saw it, but you didn't see. And he said, please, won't you bury me alone with the
stars as the flame grows through your arms, split
Charming Arson with the Golden Teachers. And before that, we had three other new local songs. We had Anna Girl with Suede. And because even Mellow Max can be a sucker for pop music every once in a while, especially if it's local, I played Juna by Claro, which, yes, it has how many streams? Let's see. It has, oh my god, it's got, you know, 60.4 million streams, no big deal, but Claro is from Massachusetts, so we'll take it. It's a really pretty song, I like it. And before Claro, Bella Noche with Bury Me at Makeout Creek. And coming up next, yeah, all right, well, coming up next is going to be a long one. It's a really cool song, definitely on the cerebral side. I like it a lot. Before we get to that, though, we do need to do a quick PSA. Oh, let's do seatbelt safety. That's important. It's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety. Never give up until they buckle up. Go to safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council, and your buckled up friends here at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You're listening to Mellow Max, hosting On the Town with Mikey D, your one-stop shop for all local music. And coming up next, we're gonna hear, yeah, this is a crazy song. It's very cool. Came out in April of this year. It is on an album called In Creative Desperation. Nothing is ever straightforward when it should be. And it is longer than your average song. It's not the longest of long songs, but it's hefty. And I'm really looking forward to it. Hope that you guys are too. It's called Wendy's. And it's called, and the band is Supermarket Parking Lot. It's going to be really cool. So here we, do I have anything else I need to say? WMFO Medford, you got it. Here we go with Supermarket Parking Lot.